Maybe you should stop. The work can be anything from prioritizing your mental health, to decolonizing a local museum, to calling out fellow white people for transgressions like befriending black families. So writes our guest today, Ben Hickman. He continues in a piece in Compact magazine about the American poet Audre Lorde. The Trade Union of British Academics has transformed itself from a workers' organization concerned with labor conditions into an NGO pursuing its members' personal hobbies. This is natural because trade unions, for all their failings, can only be vehicles for narcissism if they stop concerning themselves with questions that relate to work proper, that is, the dialectic of waged and unwaged labor in its antagonism with capital. This is BungaCast, the global politics podcast at the end of the end of history. I'm Alex Hochuli in São Paulo, Brazil. This podcast is also George Hoare and Philip Cunliffe, both in the UK. Today's show concerns trade union organizing and the way professional middle-class unions work, or rather don't work, and about the British Labour Party and Jeremy Corbyn. It's also about Audre Lorde and millennial mores and behavioural codes, and about poetry. The discussion you're about to hear is an interview recorded between Philip Cunliffe and Ben Hickman, a former colleague of Phil's from the University of Kent. Ben's a senior lecturer in the English department at Kent and also author of the aforementioned piece in Compact, Stop Doing the Work. Before I hand you over, I want to welcome new listeners and let you know about our Patreon. At least half of our output, or at least three original shows a month, are for subscribers only at patreon.com/bungacast. What's on there? Well, just over the past month, we've had Amber Lee Frost on to discuss the crisis in the family and radical proposals for family abolition. We've had the second half of my interview with the great Russell Jacoby and our after party, where the three of us discuss whether we can discern any green shoots of utopian thinking today, as well as how individuality has become undermined, just as we've become more individualized. And we've had the concluding part of our reading club on freedom, examining Martin Hegelin's very important book, This Life. If you'd like to join us for more things like this, sign up at patreon.com/bungacast. We'd love to see you there. And regardless, make sure to subscribe to BungaCast on your pod listening app and drop us a review wherever you get your podcast. Okay, here's the interview with Ben Hickman. Enjoy.
Hi, Ben, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Phil.
So before we discuss the piece in Compact, I wanted to talk a bit about, if you could tell us a little bit about your background. You're a published poet, which I think actually you may be, I'm sure someone will correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you're the first, as far as we know, the first published poet we've had on. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I was expecting you to bring that up, actually. The first and probably the last. I don't know.
You've had a few books of poetry published, right?
Yeah, my background is in poetry, and the Lorde piece, Lorde is obviously a poet, or people think of it that way. Kind of moved away from that a little bit for reasons perhaps I'll say. It goes right back really in a way. I never really started reading until I was very old. Oldish for starting to read anyway. And so I've always kind of been working on poetry and been into poetry purely because it's a short form in some ways. I've become disillusioned with, certainly with the poetry scene, the Anglo-American poetry scene of late, but, I still have a,